I know what my people are thinking tonight, as home through the shadows they wander. Everyone smiling in secret delight as they stare at the castle and ponder. Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they never burned as bright. I wonder what the king is up to tonight. How goes the final hour as he sees the bridal bower been regally and legally prepared? Well, I'll tell you what the king is doing tonight. He's scared! He's scared! You mean that a king who fought a dragon whacked him in two and fixed his wagon goes to wed in terror and distress? Yes! A warrior who's so calm in battle even his armor doesn't rattle facing a woman petrified with fright? Right! You mean the enormous clamoring that sounds like a blacksmith hammering is really the banging off his royal knees? Oh, please! Well, you wonder what the king is wishing tonight. He's wishing he were in Scotland fishing tonight. What occupies his time while waiting for his bride? He's searching high and low for some place to hide. And boom, the expectation, the sublime anticipation he must feel about the wedding night to come. Well, I'll tell you what the king is feeling tonight. He's numb, he shakes, he quails, he quakes. And that's what the king is doing tonight. Each evening from December to December, before you drift asleep upon your cot, think back on all the tales that you remember of Camelot. Ask every person if he's heard the story, and tell him strong and clear if he has not, that once there was a fleeting wisp of glory called Camelot. 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 Now say it out with love and joy. Yes, Camelot, my boy. Where once it never rained till after sundown, by 8 a.m. the morning fog had flown. Don't let it be forgot that once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that was known as Camelot.
Arthur!
Give me my sword, Pelly, and my crown. Kneel, Tom. Kneel. Thank you, Pelly. With this sword, Excalibur, I knight you, Sir Tom of Warwick, and I command you to return home and carry out my orders.
Yes, my lord.
What are you doing, Arthur?
Arthur, you have a battle to fight.
Battle, Pelly. I fought my battle. I've won my battle. Here is my victory. What we did will be remembered, Pelly. You'll see. Now run home, Sir Tom. Behind the lines.
Yes, my lord.
Who is that, Arthur?
One of what we all are, Pelly. less than a drop in the great blue motion of the sunlit sea. But it seems that some of the drops sparkle. Some of them do sparkle!